Open quickly to the book of Acts chapter 19 from verse 1. Acts chapter 19 from verse 1. The Bible reads, and I want you to read with me. See, I want to encourage you. Before you read, make sure you collect something tonight. Release yourself. Whether you fall, you roll, you cry, you tumble, you must collect something tonight. Amen? No. Be like Jacob. It's better to have a bended leg than a bended destiny. So let's read on. 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, verse 2, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Do you know that there are believers like that today? Some have heard, but they don't. Nah, I don't want to pay all these Holy Ghost people. Pentecostals or Pentarascals. You know, and some even try to divide the church into Pentecostals and Orthodox. Let me tell you, we are Orthodox. And if you are Orthodox, you'll be Pentecostal. Let me explain. So they say Orthodox churches are the churches that they do no Holy Ghost thing. The pastor stays in one place and preach. No speaking in tongues. No falling under power. No crying and all of that kind of stuff. We give you praise to our Lord and Savior in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they say to us, Orthodox. Then Pentecostals, we are the ones that shout and pray in the spirit and run. Glory! Well, Orthodox says, the word Orthodox means following pattern. And if we are following the pattern, we will be Pentecostal. Because the early church were Pentecostals. They were people of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? So we are Orthodox. And because we are Orthodox, we are Pentecostal. Glory! It says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Let's put that scripture up. He said, and we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Then in verse 3, read on with me, verse 3. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Unto what then were ye baptized? Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, John's baptism. Remember, John's baptism is the baptism of immersing into water. Right? Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. So, the summary of John's baptism was to point people to Christ. Are you with me? He says, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe. Guess what? Those guys came for John's baptism and still did not believe in Jesus. You see, you can be religious and not spiritual. You can be doing a thing for the sake of doing it and not get the purpose of why it is done. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So now they actually did a baptism in the name of Jesus, not in John. Not in the name of John. Then in verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, everybody read this verse with me. The Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. Glory! Verse 7. And all the men were about 12. Praise the Lord. Now, do you realize that the first thing that Paul asked them when he passed through this place and met the disciples was, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? He didn't ask them, how is your prayer life? He didn't ask them, are you struggling with any sin? Are you studying your Bible? How is your giving life? That's not what he asked them. The first thing he asked them was, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Because if you have received that engine, it will sort out every other thing. Are you with me? This was a priority of the apostles. And according to Paul, if you like claim to be a disciple of Christ, if you have not had this experience of the Holy Ghost coming upon you and speaking in tongues, and prophesying, Paul says, I cannot leave you alone. You have not started your journey. Now, you may think I'm making this up. People may say, all these pastors, all these Pentecostal, Pentecostal pastors, they have a way of coining it to fit their own ideology. No. Acts chapter 8. But imagine, just look at his way of thinking. He says, unto what then were ye baptized? So, if you claim to have come into Christ and you don't have an experience of what we can call the Holy Ghost baptism, what did you come into? Do you know that there are many Christians who are churchgoers? Like tomorrow, there are many churches that will be full of many parishioners who have never experienced what we call Holy Ghost baptism. Actually, by the doctrinal term baptism, it means immersing into Christ. Holy Ghost baptism is the process by which God puts you into Christ. So let me explain. So we became sinners not because we sinned, but because the first man sinned. The first Adam sinned. And the word for Adam actually means mankind. That's the Hebrew word for mankind. So Adam sinned and we were all in Adam biologically. Are you with me? So because Adam sinned and we were in Adam, we became sinners. Whatever was the lot and portion or inheritance of Adam, that was what we became. So because of Adam's sin, he was sold under debt. He was sold into darkness. And all of that became our portion. And all men from Adam, because we were in Adam biologically, are you with me? We were born as sinners. And so, God brought the second and last Adam. So now, you are not the one that ate the fruits. You are not the one that was discussing with serpent. You are not the one that sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, but you were suffering the consequences of his actions. Are you with me? Because you were in him. Now, you are not the one that hung on the cross. You are not the one that died and resurrected and ascended to heaven. But because you are in this second Adam. So how will God put you in the second Adam? Simply, what did he do? He took the spirit of this second Adam, which is the Holy Ghost, and put into you. So if the spirit of Christ dwells in you, in God's logic, you are now in Christ. So Holy Ghost baptism is the process by which God immerses you into the family of God. So in the spirit, when you say, I believe in Jesus Christ, in the spirit, God takes your spirit and plants it inside the spirit of Christ. That's Holy Ghost baptism. Do you get it? That's what it really means, Holy Ghost baptism. That's why you will see some verses in the book of Romans that says, we have received the spirit of adoption. That's the spirit that adopted you and made you a part of the family of Christ. Actually, in those days, you know, somebody may say, spirit of adoption, that means I'm not really a child. Because, you know, in our own understanding of adoption, we think that adoption is that, okay, somebody is not the real child of a person. Are you with me? Then we adopt him. But in those days, in the Roman and Greek culture, your adopted child has stronger rights than the biological child. Because now, your biological child, he came from your loins. You did not decide his sex. You did not decide how you want him to be. You did not decide anything about him. He just came and whatever was your DNA produced him. But your adopted child, they believe that you chose him. You were intentional about who you were choosing. If you chose a male, that means you wanted a male. If you chose a female, that means you wanted a female. So in those days, the adopted child had greater rights than the biological child. So that's why Paul used that language and imagery that we are adopted sons of God. Hey! Something I'm adopted into Christ. By the spirit of adoption. No wonder Romans chapter 8 from verse 15 says, you have no more received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba. Now, why am I explaining all of these things? I'm trying to show you what was in Paul's mind when he said, unto what then were ye baptized? If you were not baptized into the Holy Ghost, unto what then did you enter? Are you with me? And the apostles were not making it up to fit their own narrative. Look at John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. The same came to Jesus by night. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. For that you are a teacher come from God. And Jesus answered and said to him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus replied, how can a man be born again when he's old? Will he enter into the second time into his mother's womb? Are you with me? Are you seeing that? That same ideology of baptism of coming in. Then Jesus begins to explain to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit. That's why that and of you, see that bracket there? That's what he's trying to say. Amen. Don't want to start breaking it down and opening Greek lexicon this evening. Except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, do you realize that the water is not here now? Because the water is the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Do you realize that? Jesus is using these examples to explain what it means to be born again. Because Nicodemus was confused. That, you are saying born again. How can a man be born again when he's old? Will he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus says, no. Except the man be born of water, which is the spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So, to be born again is to be born of the spirit. Are you with me? So, your new creation started when your human spirit mingled with the Holy Ghost. When that happens, your spirit will be recreated. So, according to Paul, if you have not had this experience or understanding that baptism in the Holy Ghost is first and foremost your entrance, after that, you must experience what he calls the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. If that has not happened, Paul says your journey has not started. Do you know that there are thousands of Christians, probably millions of Christians who have never spoken in tongues? They are still arguing. Like they are still arguing. Acts chapter 8. Remember it's kerygma, right? Apostolic preaching of the gospel. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Oh, my God. This is what you can call quality assurance and control. So, it's just like new breed now. Like, we notice something that we have a following in the other states. That there are a group of people that have been following New Breed Christian Community from Delta State. A time will come when they get to like 30, 40, we will send a person there, go and check. And as an emissary, go and check what's happening. And so, when the apostles, which were Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John to go and say, let's check the quality of what is happening here. So they got there. And the mission was clear why they sent them. Verse 15. Who, when they came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So, the first thing was, go and check. Okay, we hear they are receiving the gospel. They don't get Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't come. If Holy Ghost never come, they still they start. Are you with me? Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 16. Everybody read verse 16 and 17. Pay attention. For as yet... verse 16 and 17. Read this thing again. For as yet, he was falling upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, they believe that Holy Ghost coming on you. Then you blast in tongues and something supernatural happens to your spirit. If that has not happened, no. You have not gotten the quality. To ask some Christians, when last did you cry under the power of God? When last did you cry under the presence of the Holy Ghost? If you have not had that experience, you dey lack something. I'm using local parlance. You dey miss. You never sabi wetin we dey do here. There are many Christians asking many, many, sorry to use the word, stupid questions. You know why? They don't have Holy Ghost. How can you say you just carry all that money and go and sow as a seed? Do you know this kingdom? How can you just say you will leave your job and go and be doing pastor work? Do you have Holy Ghost? The Bible says, Jesus being full of the Spirit, he was driven of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost drove him into wilderness. There are many things you will never understand without Holy Ghost. Pastor Ekine, our pastors, they have seen some things in his ministry. His Holy Ghost. I will not stop talking about some of them. Some of them, you have overheard me. 2019, we had camp meeting. We finished camp meeting. We needed a what you can call a van, a big van to carry our equipment. We couldn't get. We didn't have the money. We're all standing together. Something came on me. I just walked out to the road and did like this. Hey, if you have not done one weird thing, by the way, I came to the road. As I was standing there, a thundra came and was doing pom, pom, pom. Oh, boy, leave the road. I said, sir, I need your help. To God who made me, I did not know. All I knew was that I was being moved to do something. I was not mad, though. I was not unconscious. I was seeing, I was conscious of everything happening, but I knew I was responding to what was inside. The man said, what do you want? I said, I have equipment to be carried. He said, Now why did they block road like mad person? He said, you know what? I have a friend in this place. The thing we needed was in the next compound. In the next compound. Waiting for a man with spirits to descend. Christians are missing too much. Too much. So the disciples said, go and check. Has he fallen upon them? Has he come upon them? Thank you, Jesus. For as yet he was falling upon none of them. They were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17. Then laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, how did they know they received the Holy Ghost? Because there was something that they were used to. If they, until that thing happens, they cannot say you have received the Holy Ghost. It's not just, you receive. And go. No, we must see that thing. How do you know, Pastor, how did you get that interpretation? Just follow me. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 46. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, verse 45, and they with circumcision believed, were astonished as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46. For they heard them speak with. So, until that one happened, it has not fallen. Now, let me show you another one. This is the one that really got me to take this thing very serious. So, actually, Peter did not want to go to Cornelius' house, as we see in Acts chapter 10. He didn't want to go there because he was a Jew. Cornelius was not a Jew. And God was literally leading him to go and preach there. And so he went to preach. And after he preached and the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues. The other disciples and apostles and elders in Jerusalem said, Peter, you went where? So they summoned him. They come and explain yourself. You know, Jesus said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, to Samaria, until the ends of the earth. This gospel began to spread. The people that received prophecy began to fight prophecy. Do you know it's possible? You can fight the prophecy that you received. That's talk for another day. God had to now give them persecution. As he didn't want to go, God allowed persecution. By force, all of them started scattering. Cappadocia, Bithynia, Antioch. People took off like that. Maybe that's why Nigeria has some... Because there is prophetic destiny that we are going to send the gospel to Europe and the Western world. And some people will never go until there is Japan to go. And so, the economy forced them into their destiny. You are not serious with God. You are not serious with God in Nigeria. You are running for better life. You will go there and the Holy Ghost will appear to you. My son, unto this land have I sent thee. Arise and take Canada for me. Amen. Arise and take Australia for me. You're looking for better life. You go and carry your cross there. So this was the verse that really got me in Acts chapter 11. So Peter explained to them that I had a vision. God did this one. God led me. The only thing Peter said, eventually, that made them say, you know what? We agree now. Look at Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, verse 15. Everybody read Acts 11, verse 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Hey! By the time they heard it, they said, if the Holy Ghost fell on them like he fell on us, then it was God that led you. Are you with me? That means there was a priority of the Spirit and a measurement of quality. Ha! Say after me, thank you, Jesus. So we can say that there must be two experiences. Number one, receiving the Holy Ghost by faith, or receiving the Holy Ghost because you have faith in Christ. And number two, there must be the experience of being full of the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues. Jesus Christ, in his prophetic imagery and style, demonstrated this to us. In John chapter 4, remember him speaking to the woman by the well, the Samaritan woman. In verse 13, John 4 verse 13, he says, Jesus answered and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. So there is the first level of being born again and having the well. Are you with me? So you have the Holy Ghost in you, but it's not necessarily true that at that level you are full of the Holy Ghost. So anyone who is genuinely born again and saved, they may not be speaking in tongues, but if they have believed in Jesus by faith, they have the Holy Ghost sitting on their inside as a well. Are you with me? That's the level of John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Then in John chapter 7, from verse 37 to 39, the Bible says, in the last day, that great day of the feast. No, now I know why the Lord said this is the feast. Kabbalaman de gobayate. Say after me, the feast. I'm seeing another program in the spirit. I'm going to hold a program in this Abuja. We'll call it the feast. Ayabala Kapande. It will become a city-wide thing. when they announce the feast. In those kind of meetings, you remove chair at some point. Many Christians don't know what those things are. For many people, those things are lost. Do you know what it means when the Holy Ghost just breaks and people are just dancing? They don't know what it is. Makabalo. If you don't know what it is, there are many things you won't understand. I cannot forget 2008. Who has heard that my song, Have Your Way? It came in 2008. I and some teenagers, about 100 teenagers, were having a retreat. And we're just praying, and the power of God fell. We're in the service where it fell on us. I opened my eyes, and people were just crumbling on the floor. Bye, bye, bye. May I fell and stood up again. Fell and stood up again. Went rush to the keyboard, and I started hearing angels sing that song. There are some of you, after this meeting, lost gift will be restored. Lost fire will be restored. Thank you, Jesus. John 7, verse 37 says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hey, verse 39. So now, John chapter 4 said, in him will be a well. But now in John chapter 7, out of his belly will flow rivers. Are you seeing the increase? Can you even compare a well to a river? The difference is as high as heaven and earth. River. Hey, who has seen a well before? Every Nigerian should have seen a well now. Okay, it's only borehole you have been seeing. Verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So now, that means, because Christ has been glorified, this prophecy must come to pass in your life. This prophecy has come to pass in your life. Amen. So there are two levels. You receive the Holy Ghost by faith. Number two, you must be full of the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, and come into what I can call the gusher. I learned that one from Kenny Hagin. Kenny Hagin said, as a Christian, you must have periodic times where you pray in tongues till you hit the gusher. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. And people are just using that scripture to argue. Is he saying we can drink wine? Go and drink wine now. Don't just tell us you want to drink. Go and drink. No problem. Go and drink. He's trying to tell you that the same way you need to take again and again to be drunk with natural wine, that is how you must take it spiritually. Oh, have you not seen a drunk man? Hey, get out of there, you red human being. What are you doing in my front? I say shift now, shift. You know what happened? My friend, I was once working at the bar. The man took cack and went and was doing like this. Come on, open now. Open now. You stubborn car, open. Open, open now. Open. Open. They had to carry him. The gate was closed. He said, I'm going out. This gate is open. That's how, when a man is drunk. Others are saying, no, there's a problem. They say, no, I see a way. Ah, come, Messiah. Say, did they not tell you that there are issues there? Say, no, I'm seeing something else. Because you see, the drunk man is actually not drunk in the realm that he is. To him, he's alive to something else that you are not alive to. So when you are drunk in the spirit, you come alive in that place of divine initiation. You begin to see the way God is seen. When God says that no mountain can stop, you say, yes, sir. Others are seeing an issue. You are saying, I walk over it. I walk over it. You will talk like Joshua, it is bread for us. You will talk like Caleb and Joshua, you tell Moses, give me this mountain. Shout glory! Hey! The problem is that you have been too normal. You have been too ordinary. Get drunk, tell your neighbor, get drunk. I understand now what our father used to talk about. I grew up in a church, a faith-based church. Great Archbishop Sam Amaga, he said, God sent me to Port Harcourt with 100 naira. He says, go and take that city. Does a normal man talk like that? 100 naira. Our father here, Dr. Pastor Paul Eneche, he said, God sent you from Jos. He said, I trekked into Jos and walked with my feet, bare feet. Sat on the road. Makata kapala kaparata. What you are seeing, he did not believe when it happened. It happened in his spirit first. Are you with me? Guess what? Another generation has arisen. Is this that same pathway? Is that same Holy Ghost? That same pathway. It doesn't matter the challenges we are facing. It doesn't matter the issues in front of us. It doesn't matter the sicknesses around us. This same Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Oh,
maybe your loved ones are going through things.
This same Holy Ghost. 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 This same Holy Ghost.
I was telling you the story of the church I grew up in. That the great Archbishop. That ministry with 100 naira has spread to all the continents of the world. All the continents of the world. With 100 naira.
Same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost.
Hey, Pastor Chris talked about his daughter that was crippled. She could not walk. And for 2.5 years, every day, they will speak in tongues over her. Makata, palakata. You will walk. You will jump. You will walk. You will run. No matter, the Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promises. After 2.5 years of praying in tongues every day and declaring, one day she stood up on her own. Says, through faith we understand that the world is framed by the word of God. True faith. You cannot talk about faith without talking about the spirit. The spirit is the real substance for faith. That's why if you study Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, it tells that one of the fruit of the spirit is faith. I know the Good News translation said it's faithfulness. No, they are wrong. It is faith, 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 faith. That's why I know. You see this city? When we build New Breed City, I have seen it. No devil in hell can stop it.
Same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost.
No, you must speak in tongues, so you must let it. Yeah, yeah. Don't be like the apostles that Jesus was in their boat and they allowed him to sleep. No, the Holy Ghost is inside you. Don't let it sleep. Wake him up. Wake him up. Bakatekepa. Rakapa. You can know when he's rising. Thank you, Jesus. Same Holy Ghost. When we started New Breed Lagos, we were wondering, this place that God sent us to, God said we should go and plant a church in Agege. If you know Agege Pens in the Mass at that time, the road was bad. It's very difficult to get to that place. Nothing was there. It was very difficult. If you read the road those times, mud. Pastor, can you remember? You will see. I told them, you will see. We began to pray. Every time we come, Pastor Henry, all my people, they will pray. Makapala Kata, Pastor Victor. One day they went out to preach. As they were preaching, a crippled man stood up. Hey, Alamanta. But they said, this church, within 6 months, Lagos State government said, let's control the road. They did bridge. Same Holy Ghost. Quickly, how do you receive this overwhelming experience? Number one, be born again. Number one, be born again. Genuinely born again. Be born again. Number two, a desperate test. Under that born again, I showed you something in John chapter 7, verse 39. It says, but this spake he of the Spirit. John 7, verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. So those that believe on him receive this Holy Spirit. Spirit, right? So be born again. Number two, desperate test. Desperate test. John 7 verse 37 says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let me tell you, that is the reason why you will lay hands on two people. One will speak in tongues and one will not speak in tongues. Test. In the realm of the spirit, that's how to drink. Test. We can be praying now, people are crying, people are holding on to God. Somebody may find up and say, You cannot be testing and maintaining steez. No, no, no. No, no. The meeting that God used to confirm to me that I have called you into power ministry. Eh? That meeting. 10 years before that time. Sorry, 8 years before that time, I had a vision where Benny Hinn gave me issue. By coincidence and happenstance, I ran into a meeting. Look at me, look at Benny Hinn. Physically. By the time he stretched his hand, my tab broke. All of us fell under power. I said, it's better to have a broken tab than a broken call. Hey, Makapombaya. So today, desperate test. Number three, fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word with boldness. Amen. Number four, drink. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein it says, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Drink. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You may be here saying, but Pastor, I'm already speaking in tongues. I've already had that experience before. If you actually study Ephesians 5, verse 18 to 19, what is actually there is, be not drunk with wine, wherein it says, but be being filled with the Holy Ghost. According to the right rendition, God expects that no day should pass without you being full. What we call an encounter where you are full of the Holy Ghost, you are praying, you are crying. God wants you to have it every day. Imagine your life like that every day. A time will come where you'll be naturally supernatural. Naturally supernatural. You'll be seeing visions. I see visions every day. I see visions every day. I have sons too that see visions every day. One of us, we call him projector of heaven. Because no night, he does not sleep. He does not take a nap for the sake of taking. If he closes his eyes, he enters somewhere. Tell your neighbor, dream. Titus chapter 1. Chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, and I will round up. Amen. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Titus 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us
by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing? The washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So there must be a constant renewing of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me?
And my charge to you is in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For by one spirit, we are baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Will you drink?
Do you know what it means? When the Bible says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Meaning, according to God, if you have received the Holy Ghost, you don't have any excuse to tell him. From the day he gave you the Holy Ghost, anything that you will be, it depends on how you will use it. Are you with me? Actually, the Greek word there is, ye shall receive dunamis. And dunamis is actually the Greek word from which you get dynamo. Now, a dynamo is what converts kinetic energy into electrical energy. According to the principle of a dynamo, how much and how fast the energy the rotor can rotate would determine how much energy it can bring. That's why you have dams. So the higher the force of the water coming to the dynamo, it makes it turn very fast. The more it's turning, the more it's producing energy as what we call NEPA. Do you get me? In the same way, the way you stir up that will determine the kind of electricity that will come. That's why of all the gifts of the Spirit, there is only one that God made by your will, speaking in tongues. Every other gift of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost has to ignite you. Are you with me? The Holy Ghost has to be able to stir it up within you. I know what I'm saying. But you see, according to God, if you don't do the work of dynamo, you will not see the other ones. Ah, my God. I cannot forget. Let me tell you something, There is nobody in this kingdom. There is nobody in this kingdom who ever did anything great without this process. Nobody. 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 All of them, the same way. The same pattern. Ah, the same pattern. The same pattern. Sabale kopalate. Let me tell you something. If you learn anything in this kingdom, you don't learn this one. You have not learned anything. Same pattern. God's servant, the great Adebuwe, he said, a time came when God was teaching him how to pray. And God said, it's time for us to wake your refinery. He said, okay, what will I do? He said, go somewhere and be speaking in tongues. When you are done, I will tell you when to come out. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Actually, on the 21st day, a demon from darkness, a woman, in form of a woman, they sent her to break a scandal. So she rushed there and was opening, trying to get herself naked as fast as possible. But they said, who is there? By the time her eyes and his eyes jammed, the power of God lifted her and threw her. She died. It's called electricity. Can you say after me, same Holy Ghost? The Bible says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if the same spirit, let me tell you something. Maybe you are here and you have never seen anything special about yourself. The disciples were the same. They were fishermen. A fisherman got intoxicated by Holy Ghost and his shadow became powerful. Pastor, what will my life look like? It's time to drink. Drink and become drunk. Drink and become drunk. So that you will see what God is saying. You will see what the Lord is saying.